Yesu yobazibanyu bana bakatonda.
Praise Jesus, much children of God.
Musibye mutya muri nyali ya mukama wafu Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Bulamu buli butya.
And how is your life?
Muliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Omwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebyo biveri katonda kitaffe.
Those which come from God the Father.
Era n'eri omwana.
And the Son.
Mukama wafu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Era ebiva eri omwoyo omutukuvu.
And which come from the Holy Spirit.
Nga obujjuvu bwe buli.
As his fullness is.
Nga gyemeya omusanvu egya Katonda.
And they are the seven spirits of God.
Era nga bwatugamba ku bikulirwa essuula eyo isooko nyolwokuna.
And just as it tells us Revelations chapter 1 verse 4.
Nti ebiva eri oyo eyaliwo.
Those which come from the one who was.
Aliwo.
The one who is.
Era agenda okubaawo.
And the one who is going to be.
Era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Those which come from the seven spirits of God.
Bye tuba twagala ebyo.
Those are the one we need.
Kubanga biba bifudde mu makubo amatuufu.
Because they have come from the right ways.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Olwa kaseera akalungi era katwongedde.
For the good time is added us.
Okwongera ati okunoonya obwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu.
We move on to seeking his kingdom and righteousness.
Mu bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Tukomyewo ku mulimu gwe gumu ogwo.
We've come back on the same work.
Ogukyasinze okuba omukulu ku nsi kuno.
Which is the greatest work on this planet earth.
Kunoonya bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Seeking the kingdom of God.
Na butuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Ebisigadde abituwongereko.
And the rest he adds them to us.
Newankubadde nga bangi.
Even though many.
Ababadde banoonya bye banoonya.
Those who thought what they have been seeking.
Nga balowooza oba oliawo.
And they think perhaps.
Nga abagamba nti sente zibuze tubadde tuzinoonya.
Those who say money is lost, we've been looking for it.
Kumakya kumakya ogenda wa.
Early in the morning, they ask where you're going.
Tugenda kunoonya sente.
I'm going to look for money.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ati sente mnenga zimanyi okubula.
Yet money knows to get lost.
Ayenga buno obwakabaka ate bwote banoonyako wadde.
But this kingdom they don't seek it at all.
Naye twebaza Katonda omulamu.
But we thank the living God.
Oyo atutumidde omwoyo we n'atubuulirira.
He who sent us his spirit to teach us.
Ng'atubuulirira nti.
And he trains us that.
Nti tuddeyo tunoonye obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu.
Go back seek the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Ekirungi atubuulirira abakimanyi tulina kunoonya ye.
The good thing the one who teaching us knows we have to seek for him.
Ye atutuuse eri kitaffe n'omwana.
He reaches us with the Father and the Son.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twagala okweyongerayo n'olwaleero.
We want to move on even today.
Okwongera okwetegereza enkwe za Satani.
We move on look at the schemes of Satan.
Enkwe za Satani eri Katonda n'eri ekkanisa ye.
Satan's schemes against God and against this church.
Oba eri abantu ba Katonda.
Or against God's people.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tukyayawula omwoyo wa Katonda n'ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu.
We still separate the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness.
Nga tumwawulira ddala ku mwoyo gwa Satani n'ebikolwa byagwe ebitali bya butuukirivu.
And we separate it from the Spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era nga tuli ku topic yeye sembayo.
We are right at that last topic.
Tunatera okwolekera Kristo mutuufu n'ekkanisa
ye. We are about to head on to the right Christ and his church.
Natumwawula ku bakristo abulimba n'amakanisa
gaabwe. And we separate him from the false Christ and their churches.
Naye wansi w'omutwe ogwe tulaba ogusembayo.
But under the last heading we are seeing.
Tulaba omwoyo gwa Satani.
We are seeing the spirit of Satan.
Ogulabikira mu nsolo eyokuna.
Which appears in the fourth beast.
Manyiddwa nga obwa Roman Empire,
which is known as the Roman Empire.
After fighting
the right Christ and his church,
to
creating its image,
Roman Catholic Church.
The Roman Catholic Church.
There
arose many religions
and
many beliefs which appeared like salvation, which appeared as if they are on the Christ Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
saw Catholicism and how it came about, and it came fighting salvation, and it got destroyed in that time. And we saw Islam and the mosque. Even the way it came attaching themselves to Christ. Yet it's not of the real Christ. And they moved many seasons. And we reached
1517.
And we saw salvation which had arisen then. And it had arisen again. Which is known as Protestantism. Which passed through Apostle Martin Luther.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much.
Nibutambulako ebanga.
And it moved for some time.
Mwaka mwaka gwa rukumuru savu na rukumuru nana.
To the 1700s and 1800s.
Nebugwa.
And it fell.
Yes, we ever zivu nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kari, ni wajia wabaru kawira madini ya maramani.
And there arose very many religions and beliefs there.
Wabula katonda chiyakora.
But what God did,
kutandika mwaka ogwa rukumuru savu na rukumuru nana.
Starting from the 1700s and 1800s.
Yatandika ukurabikanga teka teka te okugoroko sovu roko zokuva mu America.
He began to prepare a rising salvation from America.
Irao wetu yemiridoro aliru.
That's where we are standing today.
Okuraba ingeri jibwa ino kubamu.
To see how it was meant to be.
Atene ingeri jibwa agwamu.
And the way it fell.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, wetulaba umoyo mutukuvu.
Now when we see the Holy Spirit.
Ngagoroko sovu roko zi.
And he arises salvation.
America.
In America.
Okutandika mwaka gwa rukumuru savu na rukumuru nana.
1700s and 1800s.
Okuita mbaweleza.
Through the ministers.
Nga John Wesley.
Like John Wesley.
Ne Charles Wesley.
And Charles Wesley.
Nga kuogaste ne Reverend Charles Palm.
Together with Reverend Charles Palm.
Atomo yogwa Satan.
And the spirit of Satan.
Gwone gutandika okusura obuloko zobu.
It began to throw down that salvation.
Mwaka gwarukumuru enda mukaga.
In the 1906.
Okuita mu pastor Weri Seri.
Through the one-eyed pastor.
Wagutumanyinga Illuminati.
The one we know as the Illuminati.
Amanyidwanga William Fox Meyer.
Known as William Fox Meyer.
Yes, you ever see nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Wanotuatunulide bigendirwa byobulokozobwe bwali bugurokose mu America.
Look at the models of the salvation which arose in America.
Gomoyo mutukuvu yabuyi
musi. As the Holy Spirit arose it.
Ngabwata amulira mu buweriza obwamanyibwa nga Christian Holiness Movement.
And it moved under the ministry known as Christian Holiness Movement.
Iranga omusingi gwali gusimbye mata Yesu leyo mukaga.
And the foundation had been planted in the Matthew chapter 6.
Verses 31 and 33.
First seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And the rest we need in this life will be added us. But when we reached 1906 and the gospel had changed, we shift from seeking the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven to resort to twisting the gospel, subtracting and adding in it, and they preach to seek the gain things of this world instead of seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Now it caused us to look, and we understand what it means to seek the kingdom of God. And how do we seek for it? We finished that part. And we looked at the second part. What is the seeking the kingdom of God? And how do we seek for it? What is the kingdom of God? And how do we seek for it? I hope we are still right there. We're about to head on the other. Of prayer. Or what is righteousness? And how is it thought?
And
after we shall know what is the kingdom of heaven and where do we find it. But we're still on the number two. What is the kingdom of God? And how do we seek for it? We began the other time and we discovered it that the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit and his fullness. And we also began to seek for it. Praise Jesus so much. Even today we move on,
we
move on, see what how we seek this kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit and his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so,
so
much. Now let's move on. And we see how issues were meant to be. And we seek to get back to the love of God. And we go to the foundation. And we lead the entire world as the nation called to do that work.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus so much. When we ended and we had been told. In the Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, and he spoke like this.
Luke 17
verses 20.
Luka esula ya 10 na msanvu nolunyirwa 22.
Luke 17 from verse 20.
Boyabuzi wa Bafarisayo nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda bujjaddi. Nabaddamu naagamba nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebujjanga bweyolese. 21. So tebali bagamba nti laba buli wano oba nti buli wali kubanga laba obwakabaka bwa Katonda buli masekati gamwe.
Yes, yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yabuzibwa.
He was asked.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bujjaddi.
When the kingdom of God is coming.
Era ye nabanyunyula nabagamba.
He explained them, he told them.
Yonna ye mukama waffe Yesu.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
That the kingdom of God.
Bujjanga bwiraga bwebuta.
Doesn't come when it's manifested.
Kubanga laba.
For see,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda buli masekati gamwe.
The kingdom of God is in your midst.
Yes, yabazibwa nyo.
Praise Jesus.
Era bangi bamagamaga.
And many began to look around.
Banonyo ekizimbe ky'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Look at the building of this kingdom of God.
Yes, yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga bali bagambiddwa buli masekati
gamwe. They were told it's in their midst.
Naye nga bwetuzenga tusoma.
But just as we've been studying.
Matayo esule ne 12.
In the Matthew 12.
Nonyo lwa 28.
In the verses 28.
Tuzze tunyonyolwa.
We've been gotten explained.
Ntyo omoyo omutukuvu wabanga arabishiddwa jetuli.
When Holy Spirit has manifested to us.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bwabulabise.
The kingdom of God has appeared.
Katusome Matayo esule ne 12.
Let's read the Matthew 12.
Nonyo lwa 28.
In verses 28.
Matayo esule ye 12 n'olunyirirwa 28.
Matthew 12 verses 28.
Naye obanga nze ngoba dayimoni ku bw'omwoyo gwa Katonda. Kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Yes, yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bwabanga agoba emizimu.
If bitches is demons.
Ba malaika abagwa.
The fallen angels.
Ku bw'omwoyo wa Katonda.
By the spirit of God.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubera bubajjidde
olwega. The kingdom of God has already come for you.
Omwoyo wa Katonda buli lwa rabisibwa n'emirimu gye.
Time the spirit of God manifests with his
work. Tuba tumaze okulaba obwakabaka bwa Katonda
buno. We have already seen this kingdom of God.
Yes, yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So tuzze tunyonyoka ensonga eyo.
Now we've been getting explained of this issue.
Tugambibwa.
And we are told
that
spirit is in our midst and in any place.
According
to the Psalms 139, the verses 7 and
8.
Let's read there and we hear.
Zaburi 139 n'olunyiri olw'omusanvu.
Psalms 139 verses 7.
Nagenda wo okuveri omwoyo gwo. Oba naddukira wa amaaso go. Olw'omunaana. Bwe nali nnya mu ggulu nga gy'oli, bwe nayala obuliri bwange mu magombe, laba nga gy'oli. Olw'omwenda, bwe natuula ebiwawaatiro ebyenkya, ne ntuula mu bifo ebyennyanja ebiri ewala ennyo. Olw'ekkumi, newankubadde eyo omukono gwo gunannuŋŋamya.
Yes, yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ayogedde nti anaddukawo okuva eri omwoyo wa Katonda.
Where will he run from the spirit of God?
Kubanga buli kifo kyonna waali.
For every place he is present there.
Eggulu ne ku nsi.
In the heavens and the earth.
Yes, yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga oyo ye bwakabaka gwe tunoonya.
But that is the kingdom whom we are seeking for.
Era twasembayo nga tutegedde.
And we ended as we understood.
Obujjuvu bwe.
His fullness.
Era ntuweebwako ne examples ez'emirimu
gye. Even the examples of his works and the way we can see him.
For
we ended as we heard in the John chapter 14 verses 17 and 18, and he speaks this. John chapter 14 from verse 17.
Omoyo wa mazima ensi gwete yinza kukiriza kubanga temulaba sote mumanyi. Mwe mumumanyi kubanga abeera gye muli era anaabanga mummwe. 18. Siribaleka bamulekwa nkomawo gye muli. 19.
Yes, yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agambe nti ye mwoyo kennyini
wamazima. He said he is the spirit of truth.
Sigweta yinza kulaba.
Whom the world cannot see.
Kubanga temumanyi.
Because they don't know him.
Tebayinza kumukkiriza.
They cannot believe him.
Kubanga tebamulaba.
For they don't see him.
Ate kubanga era tebamumanyi.
And because they don't know him.
Na ye n'agamba mwe mumulaba.
And say you know him, you see him.
Kubanga mumumanyi.
For you know him.
Era abe anaabiranga mumwe.
And he will be in you.
Era anaabiranga gye muli.
And he will be unto you.
Ye mwoyo ateeka ekitundu kye mu ffe.
Is the spirit who puts his portion
ate
in us.
Ate nga masekati gaffe gy'ali akola mu nsi yonna ne mu ggulu.
In our midst is there working in the entire heavens and earth.
Yesu yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kale ku mulundi guli.
Now the other time.
We
ended as we saw his fullness. Like we said in the Acts 2, verses 4 and 3 to 4, and he speaks this.
Bikula vya batume esule yokubiri nolunyiri olwokusatu.
Acts chapter 2 from verse 3.
Nekulabika kubo ennimi ngezo muliro ngaze yauddemu. Buli lulimi nelutuula ku muntu. Olwokuna bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera. Olwokutaano.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tinekujja kubo ennimi ezomuliro.
There came upon them tongues of fire.
Bonna ne bajjuzibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
All got filled of the Holy Spirit.
Era n'abawa ennimi.
And he gave them tongues.
Ezamawanga ag'enjawulo wansi w'enjuba.
Of different nations under the sun.
Ne bazoogera.
And they spoke them.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kugamba obujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Now the fullness of this Holy Spirit.
Oba obujjuvu bw'obwakabaka bwa Katonda buno.
Fullness of this kingdom of God.
Kubulabira mu bujjuvu bw'omwoyo.
We see it through the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But as we were searching out
these
tongues of fire of the Holy Spirit, how many are they to see his fullness?
Then
we headed on to see in Revelation chapter
4
and the verses
5.
And we got explained like this.
Kubikulirwe sura yokuna n'olunyiri olw'okutaano.
Revelations 4:5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. N'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yalaba mu maaso g'entebe ya Katonda.
He saw before the throne of God
ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka.
Seven lamps blazing with fire.
Naagamba gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And he said they are the seven spirits of God.
So okunyonyoka obulungi obujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Now the good explanation of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Eranga yibwa kabaka bwa Katonda gwe tunoonya.
It is the kingdom of God whom we seek for.
Eky'obugagga kiri mu masekati g'eggulu n'ensi.
The treasure within the midst of heavens and earth.
Eranga bw'omala okukifuna.
And after you get it,
ebisigadde biba birina kwongerwako bwongezi.
All rest must be added on you.
Asomala okubikulirwa obujjuvu bwe.
If you get to be revealed this fullness.
Nga gy'emyoyo omusanvu.
And they are the seven spirits of God. You begin to get to know him. And you begin to see him. And he's everywhere. And he's in our midst. And he's in us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Most people say, now we have a sign of the dove. How can we get to know that he's the same? You know that Holy Spirit when he was coming on the Lord Jesus in the sign of the dove,
it
remained to create a lightning which is the fire around, the tongues of fire. It's the only one they never look at for
the
one. And you too, perhaps you had never seen of it. But let me take you there and see it. In the Matthew 3 verse 16.
Matayo esule yokusatu n'olunyiriwa 16.
Matthew chapter 3 verses 16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa amangu ago n'ava mu mazzi. Laba eggulu ne limubikkukira n'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda nga kangejjiba nga ajja ku ye. 17.
Soma mu luzungu. Oluganda lulina ekigambo kirwajjako.
Luganda put away some word.
Matthew chapter 3 verse 16.
Matayo esula yakusatu nyirwa 16.
And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up immediately out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That is what is not on the Luganda version. That after he was baptized
and
came from the waters, heavens were opened to him.
And so
Spirit of the Lord descended on him like a dove and was shining on him. And
oh,
it also lightning, and was giving lightning upon him.
Like
seven lamps blazing before the throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Uganda
language removed it, but you indicated back.
Yes, yes.
Even English versions did not have it.
Mulimu kodi ezimwe zigenda nga zikusobola okunnyonnyola ebintu bingi.
There are codes which move to explain as many things. When they say seven lamps blessing before the throne.
Ate ne bakulagana omwoyo nga ajja mu kabonero akejjuba nga yakira ku Kristo.
And they show the spirit coming instead of the dove shining on the Christ.
Oba osobola okitegeera mangu
yoyo kennyini. Understand it quick that he is the one.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. So twagala okwongera okumutegeera.
Now we want to move on and understand him.
Naye nga bwe tuddayo ku bikulire sura y'okunonyola okutaano.
When we go back to Revelations 4:5.
Batugambye bwe bati.
They told us this.
Okubikulire sura y'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Revelations chapter 4 verses 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. N'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe. Jemio yo musanvu eja Katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Ettabaazi omusanvu.
The seven lamps.
Ezomuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe.
Of fire and they were blazing before the throne.
Nga jemio omusanvu eja Katonda.
And they are the seven spirits of God.
Twafuna amannya ku mulundi guli.
We got those names the other time.
Era just olwali twagala kweyongera kulaba.
This day we want to move on to see.
Oyinza otya okubanga omulaba kubanga omumanyi.
Able to see him because you know him.
Bwakabaka bwa Katonda ono.
The kingdom of God.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Era ne weyongera n'okumunoonyerezaako.
You move on to research about him.
Twaweebwa amannya ago ag'omwoyo omutukuvu
n'obujjuvu. Given those names of the Holy Spirit. Spirit in his fullness.
As
kingdom of God as his fullness is and his works. This is the way we are meant to seek the kingdom of God.
As
gospel of salvation had been renewed through America. But because of the great fall which happened in 1906, the seeking of the kingdom of God was changed and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And we began to seek things destiny of this world. And we became enemies of God. Just as we shall see it ahead. But the names of fullness of the Holy Spirit. We understood as we say we are going to begin to see him. And we see that kingdom which is in our midst. He told us in the Isaiah 11. Verses 1 and 2. And he speaks this.
Isaiah esule yekumi nemu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Isaiah chapter 11 from verses 1.
Era mu kikolo kya Yese muli vensibuka. N'ettabi eririva mu mizige liribala ebibala. Olunyo olwokubiri. N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye.
Twakitunuulira nti obujjuvu bwe butandika bwe buti.
We looked at that his fullness begins like this.
Alimu omwoyo wa Mukama.
In him there is the spirit of the Lord.
Twategeera ko agulumiza kitaffe.
We understood he glorifies the Father.
N'omwana.
And the Son.
Nga bwe tujja okwongera okwetegereza.
Just as we shall move on to look at that.
Era ojja kuba osobola okumulaba wonna
wonna. You will be able to see him everywhere.
Buli kifo kyonna bwakabaka oyo ng'ali mu maaso kati
gaffe. Every place and that kingdom is in our midst.
Omwoyo wa mazima.
The spirit of truth.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Isaiah esule yekumi neomu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Isaiah 11 verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gwa magezi n'okutegeera.
Osobola okulaba omwoyo wa magezi.
You can see the spirit of wisdom.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Wanoso kasto amanya abantu banonya amagezi.
You know, people seek for wisdom.
Neti bamanya nkonti banonya ye.
But they've never known that they seek for him.
Omoyo motoko
the Holy Spirit.
Oba obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Oh, the kingdom of God.
Na ye bonna abagenda ku masomero.
All those who go to school.
University.
University.
Bonna abagenda wa.
Oh, who go into schools.
Bagenda ku munonya na ye.
Try to seek for him.
Talabika.
But they don't see him. We are going to see that. Now there's the spirit of understanding. Just as we're going to get explained of him. The people seek for understanding. But they have never known that they are seeking for the kingdom of God. Matthew 12:28
he says,
if we cast demons by the spirit of God, the kingdom of God has already come for us.
He
told us the spirit of the Lord is the spirit of wisdom.
Which
not natural, neither of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
is the spirit of counsel. People try to seek, but they don't see. He is researched about.
Scientists
in the sky, they are trying to seek for him. Even under here, they leave him.
Isaiah 11 n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Isaiah 11 verses 2.
Omoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi.
Kuliko omoyo gw'okuteesa.
We have the spirit of counsel.
Our
lampstand is a bit far from us, but you've been seeing it for some long time. In the lampstand we can see him with his fullness, but we want to get from that image and you
see
him physically and he moves on walking, and that is in our midst. The spirit of counsel of the seasons and times of everything,
of
measurements of the oxygen you breathe,
everything
in its measurement,
and
which is in the seasons and times, the spirit of counsel, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God, everywhere is the one who manifests sizes of different things. We have the spirit of power. Now we manifest the power to reaching even growing bones in the belly and the womb. And he asks you, know the way how bones grow within the womb. But then do you ask where they come from? Have you ever seen things growing?
You
wake up, you see it's grown tall by the spirit of power.
And
you cannot hear him get a bone stretching it to get tall. Let me tell you, though you sleep when you're awake,
you
try to look at when the plant grows.
Indeed,
just see it grow tall if you've tried. For even these who put the binoculars, they see it grow. But to see the process it pass through, the spirit of power, and
he
is in our midst.
Isaiah
11 verses 2.
Omoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
Kuliko omoyo gw'okumanya.
We have the spirit of knowledge
n'okutya Mukama.
And the fear of God.
Era abantu bagamba banne tunoonya okumanya.
People say we're seeking knowledge.
Banoonya ye kenyini
omoyo mutukufu. They are seeking for him the Holy Spirit.
Bwakabaka bwakatonda.
The kingdom of God.
Naye ali masekati gabwe sote bamulaba.
He's in their midst but they don't see him.
He
is the one who separates that you've entered eternal life. He alone can help you and you don't get destroyed. The spirit of knowledge.
And
now count that you entered the kingdom of God for knowledge.
In
eternal life you've entered it.
Kakati omoyo wokutya Mukama.
Now the spirit of fear of God.
Ono ye kati arabisibwa buli kiseera.
This one manifests every time.
Naye abantu era tebatera kumulaba
babutamumanya. Rarely see him, they never know him.
Yateekawo ebyentiisa bingi eri ebyekitalo.
There are many threatening things.
Asobola okuleetera abantu okutya Mukama bakyawe ekibi.
Can cause people to fear God and they hate evil. And they preach to others to leave evil sin. But for not seeing, still they remain when they have not feared God.
The
spirit of fear of God is in our midst all the time. Even though you lose a relative, you feel that spirit of fear of God.
And
you ask, where have they gone? Those days when people lose relatives, they begin to fear God and
they take
days and they don't want to sin for they have lost a relative.
He's
there all the time
because
he says we have eyes but we don't see. Even else we have, but we do not hear. Now we want to get explained. And we begin with the spirit of wisdom. How he manifests the kingdom of God. Spirit of wisdom. And how we manifest the kingdom of God. But who you've understood, if he
casts
demons by the Spirit of God,
the
kingdom of God is manifest.
We
began with the Spirit of Wisdom. How we manifest the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Maybe as we first told you that in all we first seek in the book of the Lord and
we
begin to see outside everything.
Begins
in Isaiah 34:16, and he says like this:
we look
at the Spirit of Wisdom and how we manifest the kingdom of God. Isaiah 34:16.
Munonya mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula kwebyo na kimu. Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo. Kubanga akamwa kanke kalagidde. N'omwoyo gwe gubikunganyiza.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Mu Isaiah na 34:16.
Isaiah 34:16.
Agambye tunonya mu kitabo kya Mukama musome.
He said, look in the book of the Lord and read.
How
many of us research and search in the sky and we put our own books in place and we refuse to seek in the book of the Lord? If we thought in the book of God, for his mouth commanded it, and
the
Holy Spirit gathered all concerning him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If we thought in there, we would have seen. But we go in the schools of the world and we look for wisdom. And he's the same and the one we look for. And we fail to get him. And we seek their understanding and knowledge.
Know
what the book where he is, where he's put everything concerning him. Now look at
me. Though
you'll go, you want to start off a human being. Bible first tells you all human parts we are written in his book. You before you draw them in your science book, he wrote them in his book already.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the issue of seeking the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, all in wanting to see him quick and the way he is in our midst, we come back in the book of the Lord and we seek there and we quickly get to see all those. Praise Jesus so much. Now when you spoke in the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he said, now the Jews, they are looking for signs, but the wise, they move on to seek for wisdom, the Greek. But what do they indeed really seek for?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read there and we see.
Abakolinso ekisooka esuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
1 Corinthians 1:18.
Kubanga ekigambo ky'omusaalaba bwe busirusiru eri abo ababula, naye erife abalokolebwa ge maanyi ga Katonda. 19. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti ndizikiriza amagezi g'abagezigezi n'obukabakaba bw'abakabakaba ndi bujjawo.
Katubuke mutusoma olw'22 olw'obudde.
First Corinthians 1:22.
Kubanga abayudaaya basaba obubonero n'abayonaani banoonya amagezi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abayudaaya,
the Jews,
ebalinga abalokole b'emirembe,
they were the born agains of those age, just as you see them today. They are always seeking signs, the miracles, after being perverted from seeking the kingdom.
For
when this kingdom manifests, that is the Holy Spirit,
and it
manifests the signs.
Matthew 12:28,
I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come. When he is manifested, signs are easy.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why we say the Jews, they thought for signs. The Gentiles, they thought for wisdom. That is why the Gentiles, they reached under Christ Jesus. The three wise men, they were always in the sky and they said wisdom. Scientists, the NASA are in that. They search for wisdom. Try to know that sun. How does it give light? This moon, what is in it? How does the earth rotate? What is involved there?
Yet,
they are searching for wisdom, the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom. Now they seek for the kingdom of God. That they seek for wisdom. Let us repeat it and we hear.
Abakolinse kisoka esule soka n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22.
Kubanga abayudaya basaba obubonero. N'abayonani banoonya amagezi.
Abayudaya,
the Jews,
betuita abalokole b'emirembe nga gino,
born again of ages like today.
Bo basaba obubonero.
They are asking for sign. Give us a miracle.
Waluwa abamawanga
bo. Those Gentiles. And they are seeking for wisdom. Seeking the kingdom of God. And seeking wisdom, it is the same thing. Because the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit. When he manifests, when he chases demons, by the Spirit of God, the kingdom has manifested. Now, the one seeking for wisdom, still they are seeking for the kingdom of God. For it is the Spirit of wisdom. They were in the sky, they didn't know what they thought for. You find them on an ant. They put a camera on it. They are following every step. How does it give birth? They seek what is this involved. Who works and does them? Now born again, gave up on that. They think of eating. How am I traveling to America? How am I building houses? Now look. The Gentiles, the NASA and the others. Others are in writing books. And they got operating the dead body. They look at things in the body. And they say now. They give them names to don't know where they've come from.
And
this is medulla oblongata. Now they're on the brain giving them names. They don't know the one who created name them what.
But they
try to seek wisdom in all ways.
They
never realize they're seeking the kingdom of God.
But
again he said, no, me, I'm give us eatings, Lord.
And when
he said we ask our daily food, give us our daily food. Even spiritual of food, you never asked for it.
The
problem which is there, when Gentiles seek for wisdom, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom, the kingdom of God, they reach a time they get confused and they deceive the world and they write their plenty books and they are not perfected well. And he tells them, for you think, what wisdom do you have? If you reject my word,
you
have come back, look in the book, and you see things how they are. Jeremiah chapter 8 from verse 8.
Mwogera mtantulina magezi, na mateka gamu kama galina fe, na ye, lava. Ekalamu eyobulimba eyaba wandisi ewandise bitali bya mazima.
See, the truth is this.
Banonya,
they seek
na yete batuka,
but they don't reach
kumoyo wa magezo
kwe banonya. Spirit of wisdom they seek
for. Banonya magezi.
For they seek for wisdom.
Katwe batuke yunga katugambe mu bwengula.
Like in the sky.
Basinganye emunyenye zili mu banga.
Found stars in the sky.
Nebagamba.
And they say,
encyclopedia smaye bichi.
And they write their books, they lie themselves.
But then
they say they are put by now classes in the sky. And they see the thing is unending. And they say that is the universe. Something unending. Now God says, heavens has a boundary where it ends. And you move on to another.
Will
you even go above the heavens? Now come back and deceive us, right, deceptive information. When they research things that they have not gotten right, the Holy Spirit himself, the kingdom of God, and they write things of lies. And they are where they write. Now we've researched. This earth, how did it happen? And they say, but we know what? Maybe it was a thunder. Evolution happened. And the thunder ring evolved. And the thunder, when it happened, and the planets molded themselves. Now the thunder came from where who put it there? And they write deceptive information. Try to seek for wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, the kingdom of God, and they don't see him. That is in their midst.
He
tells him, go back in my book. Now you write lies. I tell you, they can't deceive you. And they get on a human being like you, your body parts. And they write lies.
And
those they have not yet discovered in that your body. They have not named them false names. Let's ask doctor. How is the doctor?
But we can see now. If you discover a pattern,
they have not discovered it. They name it after you. Praise the Lord, brethren. What we study is very right. If you discover something, they name it your name. For example, there are cells which are in the bones. They are calling them what?
Lacunae cells.
Lacunae cells.
The one who first saw them.
It was called Lacunae.
Now nebo banga gwe katugeze.
If any of his pastor Bosa,
no,
and you discover those cells, they name them Bosa cells. That is like that. If it's beyond them, they lie. There is a problem which happened on us on this
world.
The gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness, the gospel which has been there from creation of heavens and earth, meant to be preached, but it has been fought.
When you
say the kingdom of God, it's fought.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When God arose it again in America,
we
didn't go understand the kingdom of God we seek. What is it that we may seek for it?
Even
others who seek didn't know what they thought, yet they were seeking for wisdom. And they wondered what they thought. What is even wisdom? What is its color? How does it appear? What is the color of wisdom? Let's come to physical life. If you go to the lampstand, you will understand what the color of it is.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But all of you thought for it, but what is its color? When they say you have wisdom, what is its color? That child has understanding. Can you touch it and show it to us? Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8.
Mwogera mutya tulina amagezi n'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe, naye laba ekkalaamu ey'obulimba ey'abawandiisi ewandiisa ebitali bya mazima. Olunya olw'omwenda, abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakeŋŋentererwa, bawambiddwa, laba baganye ekigambo kya Mukama Era magezi ki agali mu bo.
Yagamba kakati bomarogane kigambo
cyange. After you reject my word.
Kwanga je kandi babude po. Mwandi munonyeza mutone muraba magezi.
It in it and you see wisdom.
Nimura mu moyo wa magezi.
This is the spirit of wisdom.
Bwakabaka bwange.
Kingdom of God.
Naga katumba mu kiganje.
If you rejected it.
Magezi cyagali mu.
What wisdom is within you?
Ye moyo gwa buzo yali mu.
The spirit asks who is in us.
Kimoyo cyari mu mwe.
What spirit is in you?
Yes, we was
praise Jesus. Now it is like this.
If
you reject the scriptures,
everything
you read next is not wisdom. You've not yet gotten wisdom. You're going to write lies. That's why the Quran. It wrote many lies. And they say the sun falls in the mud. Yet in the wisdom of God, Genesis chapter
1,
verse 14-20, lightings he put them in the firmament of the heaven. Nothing falls in the mud.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. Try to show you the rightful kingdom of God. Whom we seek. We began with the spirit of wisdom. How
he
manifests the kingdom of God. Now he said, if they have rejected his word, what wisdom is in them? Now they go in the sky. And they gaze at these things up there. They see there are rocks which are in the sky. And they say they're going to strike the planet Earth. Yet they have taken many years up there. Yet they don't know how they remain up there. Let me tell you one thing. Many things are researched about. And we seek for wisdom and understanding. But people, what we've been seeking for, we had not yet understood it well. When we seek for wisdom, we've been seeking the kingdom of Spirit of God. We seek the Spirit of God. Yet it's the kingdom of God which is in our midst working. Yet it's not easy to just discover it. Praise Jesus so much. The foundations of this earth, everything with its foundation, that foundation is in wisdom. The spirit of wisdom put foundations of all the things. The foundation of everything, the source, spirit of wisdom. If you want to get back, understand how do things happen, you
have
come back to the kingdom of God.
Pass
through the spirit of wisdom to understand
them.
Yet they are in the word. Anytime you read, you can know how things are. Praise Jesus so much. I'm trying to bring you that that you understand. Ecclesiastes said, he tried to search and look at wisdom.
And
things perverted and failed on his way. Let's read and we hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
Mubulizi esule esoka n'olunyiri olwe 12.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verses 12.
Tatandiko olwe 13.
Mubulize sura esoka olunyole 13.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 from verse 13.
Aonezi sayo mutima gwange okunonya nokwekenenya olwa magezi byonna ebikolebwa wansi weggulu bwe bubalagaze obungi Katonda bwe yawa abaana b'abantu okubaluma.
Yagezaako n'agamba
naye. Tried and said,
let
me pass through wisdom.
Oyo wa magezi n'emisingi.
Wisdom. And the kingdom of God worked. And by the spirit of wisdom, you see what things are done. You know, you see, everything has its foundation.
But
its foundation is in the spirit of wisdom himself. Holy Spirit himself, the kingdom. You know, you look at the scientists. There is a book I saw.
It
spoke of how plants grow and things grow right from the ground.
There
is a point they reached and they lost it all.
asoka bagamba takalina layers
first say that the soil has three layers
zitandikirwako
the initial layers
ayinga tibaso anonyereza
yet they cannot research
layer soka
the first layer
kuliko kitafe
it is the father
omwana no moyo
mutukufu the son and the holy spirit
atibaso akitu nulamu
they can't look into that
zebwe mbisoma mbambi
take me when I read them I understand them
nabagana yereya omubujuvu bwazo
takeri the fullness of the ground
lina layer masamu
has seven layers
Yet
they don't still see it. Yet they are the seven spirits of God. And they don't ask but. Why are the initial layers three? All of them in total they are seven. Now they don't know. These plants, the grass come from where? And why are they different colors?
No,
even the test is different. The layers of soil to be seven.
The
Holy Spirit Himself who designs all things. But
we
see the earth, things grow within it. Things grow in this world.
Yes.
The it's of many years back.
They
research everything from the ground how it comes out. The foundations of the things they fail to look at them. And they reach, they say it. Now these plants, they birth and they blossom by photosynthesis. There is a photolink. A photolink. And
the synthesis of musana.
Synthesis, the light joins on it.
The
light has the way it joins on.
Tabula.
They got troubled there.
Photo,
photo means a photo flash. And this photo link of something which happens that is flashed and they say orange. That this power of sunshine
synthesis.
That it has a way it joins and pulls the thing to move up to grow from the ground to the leaf levels. Now they got lost from that point. Started with creation and Bible will answer us. You see the kingdom and its works. They tried to research and they failed. Now church said, well, let's give up on that.
They
just grow. Praise the Lord. Give us miracles, we leave this place.
We too
resorted to six signs. Jesus, when he came, he asked, which sign do you do for us? We no more researched these works of God. How are they? He just healed my leg and I go. The one who came lame like that, I am healed. I don't know how it has happened. I don't care. And you go home. That's why you forget them quick, for you don't know how they were made.
Even miracles,
you forget them quick, for you don't know how they are made. Jesus touches the soil, spits in it, gives the blind the eye.
It is finished,
made an eye, I don't know how. The bread came. The fish multiplied.
He
made fish. That is what we know. Let's go with that. That's the church. They don't want to know. They don't seek the kingdom themselves. But they want things of the kingdom made. That they are added to them.
Says,
seek the kingdom of God and righteousness, and the rest will be added to you. Now we seek the kingdom. What is that? You just add on us. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter
8,
verse 1, he said this. Ecclesiastes 8, verses 1.
Ani alinga omugezigezi era ani amanyi ekigambo bwe kitegeezebwa. Amagezi g'omuntu ganyiriza amaaso ge, n'obukakanyavu bw'amaaso ge ne buwanyisibwa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Amagezi g'omuntu,
the wisdom of someone,
ganyiriza face n'odaniko okwogera nga mutuufu musana gwokka bwe gwaka.
And begin to speak when it is the light which shineth.
Magezi kyono.
But who is this wisdom? People seek for him day and night, yet they don't see him. He says in the verse 16, and speaks like this. Ecclesiastes 8, verse
16. Kubanga waliwera atafuna tulo mu maaso ge emisana n'ekiro.
He
passed through the spirit of wisdom. Known he manifests the kingdom of God. Let me pass the spirit of wisdom.
I drive to see
works done under the sun.
Under
the earth on this world. Everything is searched of
it. Its foundations
and the spirit of wisdom, how is it? For you see now, there are many things you see on this world. For example, the plants.
And
you find a flower,
it has
different colors on it.
You
see another with other colors.
Look,
different plants, different trees. Those eaten and not eaten.
Look,
no time to know. There's the one who never slept day and night to try.
They
are those of the NASA and different organizations. Some of them never sleep. To see this maze, where does the maize seeds come from? Why are they ordering themselves in lines? And they are those of different types of seeds. And this one's maize, it has four colors. Listen now.
The
foundation of the things, how
they
came and they said, the ground has seven layers in total. Yet they can't take it back to it's the seven spirits of God.
And they know the
spirit of wisdom in the foundation of the things.
It makes
seeing colors of creation.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Let us finish here.
Omubulizi esure yomunana n'olunyiriri olw'ekumino musanvu.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 17.
Awonendaba omulimu gonna ogwa Katonda. Omuntu nga tayinza kukebera. Omulimu nti omuntu nga tayinza kukebera mulimu ogukolebwa wansi w'enjuba. Kubanga omuntu ne bwategana atya okugukebera naye taligulaba weewaawo nate omugezigezi ne bwalowooza okugumanya naye taliyinza kugulaba.
If you claim to be the wise of the world,
and you reject
the wisdom of God which is in the world, you research of his works.
No,
you refuse to sleep and you never
sleep.
That is why he said, the
world
whom they cannot believe for they don't see him. John
14:17.
That the spirit of truth whom the world cannot believe because they don't see him and they don't know him. You see him, for you know him and he's in you and with you.
Now,
no matter how the world tries,
they
research how things are done.
They are
specifically on fish.
Those
on ants, others on birds, the plants, the stars,
under
the sun they try. These works, how are they? The foundations where they found.
And
they write lies. Yet it's our work as church to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
It's
our work to explain all that. People to see the glory of our Father. He says like this, that your lamps let them shine, that the world will see it will glorify your Father. Yet how were they going to shine? There are seven lamps. Now you are going to stand there. Look at the glory of the Father from lighting. What are you lighting over?
Lighting
as the wisdom of his word is, they will see.
Now,
this time someone can see it.
And so
me too have begun to see the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit.
Now,
based on the spirit of wisdom, I've moved on to understand it. In the Proverbs chapter
8,
foundations of all things stand like this, and wisdom is the one at the forefront.
Ngero esule yomunana n'olunyiriri olusooka. Ngero esule yomwenda n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Proverbs chapter 9 from verse 1.
Amagezi gazimbye nyumba yago, gatemye empaji zago musanvu.
Ziri musanvu era kwetowe munya. Magezi kenyini yomuku
bo. Wisdom himself is one of them.
Ye myomusanvu
eja katonda. The seven spirits of God.
Naye amagezi.
But wisdom.
Omutufu kenyini aitibwa Kristo.
The real one called Christ.
Kubanga yomuno moyo mulu.
Who is the same with the Holy Spirit. Now wisdom.
It
built its house, heavens and earth. And it asked, which house can you build for me?
For
heavens is my throne. And earth is my footstool.
What
house can you build for me? That when it was built in heavens and earth, seven pillars.
Others
seek why the layers in the soil, there are seven layers. Yet all foundations were laid on that.
A
human being never knows they have seven major cells in them. And the first, there are three. Now let me put that aside. Praise Jesus. I'm showing you the kingdom of God in our midst. Most people say the first cells, the brains of the three types.
Your
body was molded from the dust.
He has
the red blood, white blood, and the many others we shall speak of them. The problem which happened, all things as they were going to be made, all in heavens and earth, wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, all the spirit making his fullness as the seven spirits are, but all foundations, they are put on the spirit of wisdom. Yet you can't get it elsewhere except from the word of God. If you begin to see,
no,
you researching, the foundation of an ant is standing on what? Who made an ant appear very small like that? Yet it moves like me. You begin to understand.
Oh, okay.
Foundations of the world.
Wisdom,
the Holy Spirit, and the branch of the Spirit of Wisdom. This is the kingdom of God itself in our midst. You see, it
is moving.
It even knows where it is heading to. Now you of the
kind
to get lost, an ant sees where it is going. Have you found an ant when it is lost? Or it's you directing it where it heads to?
Anguwe waduwe mirimu. Jio mwoyo mtu kufuwari masikati gafu.
The Holy Spirit is in our midst.
Jibu nyoku mura bangatomu mani.
It's been hard to see him when you don't know him.
Chivula ya tugame muna amaro kusari umundi ogoku.
For he say when you get born again.
Mujia kuyi ngirambuwa kabakamu.
You will enter in this kingdom.
Atemu burabi.
And you will see it.
Just sit
everywhere you'll pass, you say, our kingdom, I see you. And I see I am in you. That's why I said on the other day, you will know that you were in me, and I am in you. That is the day of knowing. In the Proverbs chapter
3,
he spoke this.
Ngero esule yokusatu nolunyiri lwa 19.
Proverbs 3 verse 19.
Mukama yasawe misingi jensi na magezi. Yanyweze guru nokutegera.
Katulindeka yetulabe kubaka tulaba.
Now you see.
Eguru nensi webiri.
Heavens and the earth where they are.
Abasingena nabote bamanyi ya misingi eju jatekebwa
wotya. Most don't know those foundations how they were put in place.
Kubanga yasawe misingi jensi na magezi.
We lay the foundation of the earth with wisdom. Understanding laid the heavens in place. But we still speak of the spirit of understanding. May you look at that heaven and you don't see him.
After
you know you laid up the heavens by understanding, you first go out and you look up and you say, I see your spirit of understanding. Look, heaven is blue. You see him. If you understood him, you can see the kingdom in our midst. If you don't know him, you cannot see it. Every foundation of everything you ask of, wisdom, the spirit of wisdom is there. Even the foundations of the earth, he is the one in them. Now the spirit of understanding handles a little here, a little there. Put there heaven, let the sun shine, put there the dry land. Is the reason why he handles. Let me plant maize here, potato,
mogo,
cassava,
chitoke,
banana.
He handles
the same, the spirit of understanding. He lays them there.
He said
they can be there and grow. And spirit of
understanding.
Each one its own ingredients we see.
I don't know
whether your cassava tastes like potatoes or your bananas. They taste like the beans.
Beans
taste like the maize.
Who
handles these issues in the same ground?
He's in our midst.
All along we've not been seeing him. That's why they say the kingdom is in our midst.
You're not going
to see it come like that.
It,
in your midst, and it comes to be in you. This separated what is called the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit and His
fullness.
But the kingdom of heaven, they are the territories. They hold the rim above and the rim below, just as we shall see.
Every
foundation of everything you've been asking, its foundation is wisdom, or the spirit of wisdom. That's how he manifests the kingdom of God.
There are
those who say we studied him manifest the voice of the Father. Those are his initial works.
Manifest
voice of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Those
are initial works. There are other deeper works. When you search much, you may not see them,
except
when you come back to the book of the Lord. In the spirit of understanding, even before body parts were there, already put there to see everything. Let me give you an example. You're going to see him still. Psalms 139.
Zaburi chikumi asatu mwenda Urunyi ule kuminesatu
Zaburi chikumi asatu mwenda Na urunyi ule kuminesatu
Psalms 139 verses 13
Kubanga gwe olino moyo gwange Wambi kako murubuto lwa mange
Zaburi
Zaburi chikumi asatu mwenda Urunyi ule kuminesatu
Psalms 139 verse 13
Kubanga gwe olino moyo gwange Wambi kako murubuto lwa mange Ule kuminenya Na kwe bazanga Kubanga kukole buwa kwange Kwa antisa kwa chitaro Emirimu jo ja chitaro Necho ememe yange chimanyi dedala Kuminatano Tewakisi wa mubiri gwange Bwena kole wa mchama Bwena tonde wa na magezi amanji Mubia wanse viensi
Kakati Moyo wa magezi kenyini
Now this
Buri musingi kwa buri chindu ya
Spirit of wisdom himself Every foundation of everything is evolved
Kakati dawachi yakoda
Now look what he did
Umusingi kwa
Your foundation
Uguwa mubiri
kwa Of your body
It's
the egg of the woman and of the man. Go get bones out of that. You go get the egg of the man. I don't know where they sell them. And of the woman. Check out foundations of the bones in that. You can see him now, the kingdom. The spirit of wisdom.
And he manifests
the kingdom of God.
The
egg of the woman out of the
Morimu
man.
Amaso.
Their eyes.
Morimu ubugaro garo.
Their fingers.
Ebienda yenda.
The intestines.
Obubina.
The bums.
Obugumba gumba.
The bones.
Buri chimu chona no obugere.
Every part the toys.
Eje misingi misjiri wala.
Those foundations are very far.
Ni moyo wa magezo huyu.
Spirit of wisdom is the one there.
Zaburi chikumi asatu mwenda Nauru njiri yore kumino mukaga
Psalms 139 verse 16
Amaso go gala bumbiri gwange Ngateguna tu ukirida
It's the eye of the spirit of wisdom
Hakati dabako
Look
When
looks in the egg of the man and the woman
Alaba ugumba gumba
He sees bones
Hakati nengiri jebwe panga
muna The way they order themselves
These
works of the Holy Spirit
Okay.
Let me first think of them.
So can wait to
Just look.
What do you
have you seen an egg?
Those 16
years.
Those
who've learned, okay.
You're going egg
of the man, okay.
You goes
in the cycles.
When that
egg is poured, do you see bones in it?
Anti nandi we ogedde mungeri enda
ninga spoke in another way.
Wagena mu emo
goes in those cycles.
Eje eryo lye libali yise.
Egg which is poured.
Walaba mu obugumba gumba na maso ne bibirala.
Eyes and the other parts.
Kubakati abasajja atemba gereza.
Now the man I give them example of what. Kali
abagena mu wet
dreams. Those who wet they are wet dreams.
Bwakebera kebera.
When you check.
Nozura mu obugumba gumba.
You get bones.
Well, I know
you checked them. Don't pretend here. Didn't you check it?
When
you wondered what had happened wrong with you. The spirit of wisdom is amazing. Now the kingdom is in the world.
We
cannot see in our midst doing everything.
All these
works of righteousness are moving on. But it is hard to see him. But
God given
us a blessing under the sun. And it's amazing. It never happened. If
you say
ever happened, go research of history.
They
cannot
dare
explain you this kingdom.
This is
that God is finalizing his works under the sun.
Ngabo yatusubiza ali koro mulimo ogusembayo wansi wenjuba.
You'll do the final work under the sun. Nasinzira
mu gwanga lya Uganda okubuna ensi
yonna. Based in the Uganda.
Era yabagamba.
And he told
them.
Going to do an amazing. And they will preach to them.
Abamu mugane.
Others will refuse it.
Ngenda kola mulimo ogwekitalo. Era kya makero.
And they wonder.
Bababulire mugane mu
tell it to you and you
dibayitire ko munyenye ne mitwe
beyond and shake you will shake your heads over it.
Niya tukana
gamba. But it means to say
abawombefu
the humble
bali funo okutegira.
They will get understanding.
Nabacha mizipa mu moyo.
Those perverted
bali funo okutegira.
They will get understanding.
Ero kumanya ebibulirwa.
To know what is preached.
Kuri fuka entisa.
Will be a terror.
Aha tudile moko wa matuli.
Let us repeat and we hear. Verse 15.
Zaburi esuri ya chikuma sa tumuo muenda olunyiriri wa 15.
Psalms 139 verse 15.
Tewakisi wa mubiri gwange bwena kolerwa mchama bwena tondebwa na mageza amanji mubia wansevi yensi. Kumina mkaga amasa kogala wa mubiri gwange ngateguna tu ukirida. Ne mchitabo cho ebitundu byange byonna na nebi wandi ikibwa.
Nagana imu kama
nise Lord.
Kati ye ya wandika umanye jiri omukazi neri omusajja.
You know, each of man and woman
najja muka wanwaja kuba mwaka gumba wanoa.
Yeah, bones, different parts.
Omubiri guwedde.
The body is finished.
Jiri ya mukazi na ya musajja.
Each of man and woman done.
Tebina bawo na katundu naka gumba naka naga biwe.
Even a single bone they say it is finished.
Musinji naguteka mujiri omukazi neri omusajja.
The foundation into the egg of the man and the woman.
Moyo wa magezi.
Spirit of wisdom. Ura
bagambi. Natuone kwa magezi akechi taruwa.
Higher wisdom.
Mitundu ebya wansi.
In the lower realm of the earth.
Noga noda. Sebo ebitundu yona na abiwandi kakati.
All parts still wrote them down.
Ninga miri muji.
Yet they are in the egg.
Kati ulavo lina bontwe. Na yemu ogena muji. Muji mwari mu bontwe.
If you go in the egg, was there an, a head? After you stretch your head, we understand. We understand. And he look at this. They don't know even foundation of their body. That they are macho. They have muscles.
Huh.
And he looks the same way I pour them out.
Zaburi chukuma satu mwenda olinyole kumi na mukaga.
Psalms 139 verse 16.
Amasogo galaba mubiri gwange ngateguna tu ukirira. Ne mukitabo kyo ebitundu byange byonna ne biwandikibwa. Ebyabumbibwanga buli lunaku buli lunaku.
Kakati no.
Now.
Ali no kakasa.
He has to prove.
Ngadala buli kamu kamera.
Everything grows. You first appear like that and for something which is not rightfully formed. As if you have a tail, you are there.
If
they take you back the process you passed through, you refuse that I'm not that one, leave me.
Yet,
Holy Spirit is saying they have grown ears, the ears grown, the eyes, the legs. Every part written down.
I
tell you what's in the creation of man. The Holy Spirit in His fullness is there. The honor and understanding. Yes, no, here little. They grew the ears. The little. The eye. It is grown. The feet they are not yet.
Ate cancer, you know,
the one of cancer has to know.
Everything grows in
its time in the right place.
Wanga wandi singanyo kuguru
kumeze mugongo. The leg is grown in your back.
Wetuna tuka kumoyo woko manya kulaga.
The spirit of knowledge shows you. Yali no kwa ulamu obulago separate where your neck ends.
Wanga yabi amu amazi.
Is the one who's part of the waters. One went up, another down. But what is there?
No, if you don't need you don't
the likeness of other creations moves on like that. Kingdom of God is in our midst. Yet we could not see him. Seen a hand.
All Uganda, yes,
praise the Lord, brethren.
I'm
asking for you. Say it when everyone is created in the body, the fullness of the Holy Spirit is involved. I wanted to know people who have created in the way which is not proper. Ecclesiastes
7:29.
It gives you the answer of that. Let's read there and we hear.
Mubulizi esule yo musambu noru nyiri yoruwa vilimuwa muenda.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29.
Lava, chino chokache nalava nga katonda yakola abantu nga bagolokofu. Na hibu nebano nyabinji debagu unja.
Kakati,
now,
ye program ya katonda angolokofu.
The problem of God is upright.
Na hivi nubi tugu unja
but the things we invent the pills, go to the shrine.
Hivi jetuwa jebi guenge teke
hivi. Where we got things not rightfully formed, which mess up the children,
it
gives them to us as a punishment. And they ask him, there are those who are brought, and he leaves them like that. His works to be manifest. And they ask him,
that
child to be like
Mama,
that. Is it the mother who sinned or the father? Or the child?
He said, left
that to be like that.
His
kingdom to be manifest.
Yeah,
those
elites wait,
you bring them to show that even outside he can create them and get proper. And you retain them.
And others you take
them in shrines that you proper them. And they get to be worse. I told you one day I was at Lunguja site
Uganda.
In Uganda
Mokampala.
In New Kampala
I came
to board a certain car. That car I bought
it.
There were children who were not rightfully formed, not normal.
Others
with very big heads and they are down smaller. And the eye,
as
if it was written on them, small.
Others,
they crush their heads.
Others
have one side of the head, they don't have another.
Another
one leg is very big.
Others,
the portions are very small. When I reach the car, I say, Lord,
how fast are these
people? They are suffering with the children. Before I finished, he told me, stop it. Are you merciful than me? Do you know what those people are? You wait a little, I will show you.
Ecclesiastes
7:29. Let me see what he tells me. We're moving. I told them.
They
began to urge your
mother.
You go, extend there. You entered here. Look at
it. They got
private, private parts, they abuse them to me.
And they
abused me and looked at them. And they began to quarrel among themselves. That's why you birthed a child with a big head. You
were
always smoking pipes. You went to
old men.
You go giving yourself everywhere, throwing everywhere. I would have spoken the language they used
was better one.
It was speaking vulgar language.
He told
them, people like those, what can you do to them?
They
spoke words of vulgar language and they are very hard and they were women very hard.
Yet
each one had a funny child they gave them and they fell on the punishment. I stopped the tax. I said, I'm getting out.
Holy
Spirit, I'm no more going to get merciful. I will be merciful to the one you have shown mercy.
And
don't reach any place that I'm merciful all the time.
I am
careful for the grace, for it's the Holy Spirit. And sees all people.
They invent
many things and they reach them on the problems.
Yes, we was with
praise
you.
Jesus.
Amen.
So katumaliwa no.
Now let's finish here.
Omoyo wa magezi ngirijaragamo bwakabako bwakatona.
Spirit of wisdom manifests the kingdom of God.
Tuchalimo Zaburi 13:1.
We're still in the Psalms 139.
Zaburi 13:9 olunyole 19.
Psalms 139 verse 16.
Amaso go galaba mubiri gwange ngateguna tukirira. Ne mu kitabo kyo ebitundu byange byonna ne biwandiikibwa. Ebyabumbibwanga buli lunaku buli lunaku. Bwe byali nga tebinnabaawo n'ekimu. Olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu. Era n'ebirowoozo byo nga bya muwendo mungi gye ndi, ayi Mukama. Bwe bigattibwa awamu nga bingi. 18. Bwe mba mbibaze bisinga omusenyu omuwendo. Bwe nzuukuka nga nkyali wamu naawe. 19. Tolirema kutta babi, ayi Katonda.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Wakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
Aita moyo wa magezi.
When he passes the spirit of wisdom.
Ya vunanizwa kuchetuite birozo bya Katonda.
Responsible over what we call the thoughts of God.
Aruza no muntu bwota yinza kuruweza ako dala.
As a human being you can never think.
Ebirozo bya.
His thoughts.
Ngaita moyo wa magezi.
Through the spirit of wisdom.
Bisinga omusenyu obunji
ogomu. Number the sand of the seashore. If you gather the entire sand in the world.
Nainga moyo wa magezi yali mukitibwe ebirozo bya
Katonda. Spirit of wisdom holds all thoughts of God.
Ayinza nokulowoza obuntu bwota yinza kulowoza.
Beyond a human being you can think.
Bayinza kuletera obuwuka
wuka. They can bring you ants.
Obusemba yobu.
The least smallest ants.
Nainga nabo yabulowoza anti bulina okubaawo.
They thought that they were to exist.
Atenga butambula.
Yet they move.
But
if they tell you think of it, get a thought like that, you feel the head will crash.
Spirit
of wisdom responsible
on the
all forms of thoughts of God which are perfected well. Those you can never count. If you look at the grass and how they grow, the different trees, all those are the thoughts you hear of. Then he thinks,
designs
different form of fish, gives them different colors. All those are thoughts.
He thinks
thousands, tens of billions of colors.
Not designing ebintu mu buhumbi bwa colors.
Things in billion colors.
Ibyo birowoozo byonna biri moyo wa magezi.
In the spirit of wisdom.
Bwakabaka bwa Katonda
arabisibwa. The kingdom of God manifests.
Alinoto okudda ku bantu.
Now you go to human beings.
Nora bakara.
You see of different colors.
Ezengeri.
Different colors. Bonna
barowooza.
Thinks of all of them.
Agamye misingi gy'ebintu.
Say the foundation of things.
Mu moyo wa magezi.
Under the spirit of wisdom.
It
means how things will be.
As
people say, why not the spirit of the Lord? That is the Lord himself.
Now,
where he thinks from is another side. That's why it never feels heavy laden.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's come back tomorrow, see spirit of understanding. How we manifest the kingdom of God.
And
we check all from the book of God. After we shall see of the counsel, we see of the power, of the knowledge, and the spirit of fear of God. And rewind with the spirit of the Lord. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.